Hi guys, this is Maria and Manos, and you're watching On the Couch with M&M.
The show to help you build fun and profitable businesses.
Hello and welcome back on the couch with M&M. Today we've got Glenn Cortino and beautiful Amy from RT Egger, and we're so excited to have you guys. Thank you for coming, Glenn.
Yeah, no, thank you. Amy. Thanks for having us.
We had you present at our team last year, and you're actually presenting again this year.
I'll shave by then, I promise.
That's okay. You don't have to. It's all good.
We like the casual look, Glenn.
And today we're going to talk about all things business, but, you know, I wanted to start with, how do you get so much time off? How do you organize yourself to actually go to so many trips and run such an amazing organization? Tell me, there has to be a secret there.
I think it's a discipline.
Yeah.
It is a discipline to, at the start of the year, I've already booked my holidays for the whole next 12 months. And I want that quality time with my children before they run off.
Yeah.
And I haven't got much time left. So I've got to lock them in. So I lock them in.
Five, is it?
I've got five children, plus I've got Amy, who just about lives with our family. And then I've got, we've got three others that live with us at the moment who have been with us probably for 12 months. So it's dinner for 13 most nights. So it's a busy time. But Simone and I, and just the kids, to run away for 8 weeks, 10 weeks a year keeps the family tight. That's an important part of my life.
So you organise that first, and then you organise your business around it.
You're working on the big rocks before you work on the little rocks, isn't it?
I think that's important. So the first thing that goes in my diary at the start of the year is all the Carlton matches.
There you go.
And then after that is my trips with the family.
Carlton first, then the family.
Yeah, and look, I just got back, I've been back 4 days.
Yeah.
5 days from the States, we were away 9 weeks. And I think last week I listed 15 auctions. I can go now, I'm done.
Great.
Like I was in just very focused for that period of time.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
And so let's talk about that, because it's really important. So you're an active listing and selling principal, and let's talk about how big is your team.
Well, maybe not selling, more listing. Sales guys do the selling. So we've got probably 35, 40 salespeople. And as a principal, you have to be hands-on, I think, in my business. Nobody really wants the principal to not be hands-on. And I just like to...
Let's talk that through, because there's a lot of debate out there as whether the principal should be listing and in some aspects competing against the team. So how do you manage that?
Definitely not competing. The competing side is really divisive. Yeah. So the last thing you ever want to do is sell against the sales guy. I have sold other salespeople's listings, but I just will not take a commission for it. But definitely listing. And so
it keeps your finger on the pie, doesn't it? I think that's what it's all about.
As a principal, your name, if you list it, probably needs to be on in the paper, because it's where your customers come looking for you. So if I list a house, my name goes on all the ads with the sales guys. I still get phone calls. I pass it on to the sales guys. Any listing opportunity comes off those, I just give to the sales guys. But the vendor wants you involved to that.
And do you take something for that?
Yeah, a listing fee. Yeah, absolutely. Fee? So I list it. We charge a listing fee, and then the sales guy gets a selling fee.
Perfect. Great. Yeah.
And that works really well. And look, any opportunity that comes off that, I'll just give it to the sales guy.
Without any deduction.
With no deduction.
Because there's always that debate. Does a principal, when they hand over leads, do they take something?
No, you've got to hand it over all. Lock, stock and barrel.
And we're the same. We operate
and whatever you got offered for the next few. But the vendor obviously belongs to me, has been for 10 or 15 years. So the vendor comes back to me and gives me a couple more houses. I just give it back to the same salesperson. Yes. I still take the listing fee because it's still my client.
Yes.
But I always stick with that salesperson, because they were the... Like, we just listed one that we sold for 8 years ago, and I used the same salesperson I did 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Because he did a good job.
They've got the relationship. Yeah.
Relationships.
And your business, Glenn, it's referrals, isn't it? Referral-based business, the majority of
it. It's nearly 90% recommendation.
It is. And tell me, how do you achieve that? I mean...
Well, it's a massive amount of client love, more than you'll ever imagine.
I have never seen anyone do it as good as you do.
And Amy does the love for me. That's her job.
So you do that. Amy, talk to us. What do you do?
Presents, flowers, everything you can imagine.
Yep.
Whenever it's birthdays, kids' birthdays.
Yep.
If they've got pets, send them presents for their pets.
Yep.
Yep.
So how do you, like, so you database that, obviously.
Yep, you've got a huge book with everyone's name, what to do, when to do it. If you're late, you get in trouble.
And I know that's true. Can I just say something? I know that's true, because one of our agents, Jason Sterling.
Oh, I know Jason, yeah.
You know Jason. So he received a teddy bear or something from you guys when they had their second baby.
Yeah.
And he goes, and it's got Glenn Cortina on it or something. I don't know, Archie Edgar, yeah, I don't know your name. And he goes, bloody hell, he takes that thing everywhere we go. Everywhere we go, he's got this little teddy bear
with Glenn's
name on it. So, yeah.
But you mentioned earlier a book. Is it an actual physical book or is it?
Yeah, it is.
Is it digital?
Physical book. Yep. Wow. So you flip through it and we tick it off as we go. Very sort of old school.
Okay, so that's how you actually
analog.
The database.
Yeah.
It's
why?
Analog.
Can you tell me?
Because
why?
You can't automate it. So it's got to be in your diary and then there's a book to check off. So it's in my diary. It popped up this morning, all my clients' birthdays and wedding anniversaries. Popped up in Amy's diary as well.
Oh, so
just so we double up.
As well. Yeah,
so digital as in your mobile.
In your mobile, yes.
And
yeah.
A tick box just back at the office. And then Amy does that. Liz does a lot of the gifts, my sister-in-law as well.
Of course, yeah.
So she does like, you know, we listed a house the other day, for example, $4.5 million, which the sales guy basically kept in touch with. I got the lead, a client of mine referred me. Sales guy kept in touch with him for about 3 weeks, then got me in for the first meeting. I signed it up on the spot. Forgot how to fill out those authorities. So I signed it up on the spot, and then he had to go back and fix up all my paperwork.
Yeah.
I took the authority into Amy and Liz. Liz sent out a gift for the dog bowl. I think he's got a brand new dog. And Amy, what did you do? Flowers. Chocolates.
Flowers, chocolates, letters.
Everything. And this is just for securing the listing.
This is after we've got it?
Yes.
To make him a client for life. So diaried the wedding anniversary, Amy diaried the birthday, got the kid's name, got the dog's name.
So you do that while you're in the lounge?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. You actually
I didn't look at the house. I don't like houses.
You, but isn't it true? We're not in the house business. Yeah. We're in a relationship business and you get that and that's why you do so well. So isn't
so
it
for
true
example,
that
their
got...
daughter was looking for a job.
Yeah.
I asked the daughter to send me the resume. In the conversation.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about
so
the house.
Just
we forgot
right
about
thing.
The house.
Yeah, yeah.
And she sent me a resume and we've sent it out to a few of my clients who might give her a job and we went to the effort. Nobody else would have asked that question.
And is it true that you bought a florist?
I did buy a florist, yes. Scintilla Flowers. It's Valentine's Day coming up. But
where's your florist? Let's plug that.
It's in Canterbury Road.
Although this is going to go out after Valentine's Day.
Doesn't matter.
That's okay.
No, but it's in Canterbury Road. But look, you know, we were sending so many flowers to our clients.
So you actually bought a florist.
Sense.
Florist so, yeah.
And so we send flowers out to... We're doing it anyway. So if you list a house with us, flowers the same day. Within the hour, a couple of hours at the most, they'll get a bunch of flowers saying thanks for the listing. And then the day before the auction, on the Friday... Flowers go out from the salesperson and it says, look, good luck with the auction on Saturday.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're
perfect.
Two critical parts of, and every listing, not just me, every listing in the office has that.
That's awesome. So do you charge the agents for that or is it part
no,
of
just,
your service?
No, it's added to the schedule so it comes off.
It
basically comes off the gross commission. But, I think it's about $100 it costs for two bunches of flowers. But, you know, the wow factor is amazing.
Unbelievable, yeah.
Well, when you're talking about a 90% referral rate, the return on investment is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And
it has to be a not negotiable for our business that everyone gets flowers when they list.
So the non-negotiable is really a standard.
Yeah.
It's a standard and you're meeting the expectations and the standard.
Yeah.
So,
and also the other thing that works really well for us is flowers when you lose a listing. So we do that all the time. You know. We've lost it. We send flowers. They don't get yelled at. They don't get screamed. They just get some flowers.
Yeah.
Thanks for the opportunity. Good luck with your agent. You're in great hands.
Yeah, we'll send a card.
Absolutely.
But the flowers,
thank you,
but this good touch.
Yeah.
And then they might feel that we've chosen the wrong agent.
Yeah, that's right.
But I think it's be important for the audience to be aware that you do lose listings. Like we'll talk about the high performance. You're in the top. You're in the top 5%.
I think as an agent at my level, I need to lose 2 or 3 a week. In fact, I'm disappointed if I don't lose 3 a week.
Tell me about that. Tell me. I want to know.
Those people who win the most lose the most. So let's just talk.
Well, it's just a numbers game to be a certain extent. If you're not losing listings, you're just not in the hunt. You're just not chasing. I always lose the same ones. I lose the ones where they say, you're the best agent in Victoria and we're definitely going to use you. I always lose those because I get complacent.
Okay.
Whereas the ones that say it's tough competition, I'm on it, right? So it's the ones that are friends that you know really well. They're normally the ones that you lose because you're getting a little bit complacent. And but I expect that any good agent should lose 2 or 3 a week and then you're in the hunt. You're in the chase because you're chasing a lot.
You know? And what's your listing target per month?
I'm like a burst player. I just come in and list as many as I can. Then I just get sick of real estate for a week and I come back. But last week I listed 14. So I kind of think, well, now what do I do? I'm I'm bored, so I'll take a couple of days off and then go back and have another crack at it.
So once you list them, the feedback and everything else, does that come from you or does it come from the selling agent?
If you list your house with me, you know, the two of you, because you're separating. Yeah. Right? So the two...
Good luck with that,
So you list...
He could sense the body language.
Yeah. You list with me, first meeting's amazing. Yep. You'll get... Then I'll get the authority, I'll give it to Amy. Amy will send you flowers, chocolates, presents for your kids, dog bowl, an email, thanks for the job, a text... Within half an hour, thanks for the job. So we get off on the right foot. Yep. I would have quietly found out your birthdays and things so you're ready for lifetime love.
Yeah.
And that's easy by just getting your license without actually you knowing that I'm getting it.
Right, yeah.
Probably would have found out your wedding anniversary. And a few little things in conversation.
Yeah.
And that goes into the lifetime love program for you.
Yeah.
Amy would do all that, organise all that. I would ring you definitely the same day and the next day to thank you for the business. Yeah. One of my sales guys would take over. Will contact you every day throughout the whole campaign.
So do
and then I'll touch base with
every
you every single day except Sundays, and I will touch base with you a couple of times a week just to call.
Okay. So do you tell them that at the listing presentation?
No. I don't need to, because as soon as I walk out and they're getting flowers and chocolate and all this stuff starts coming, they just, we're in good hands.
Okay.
Have you ever had the response from clients that it's just too much, that it's over
once,
the top?
Once in 32 years, yeah. But, I mean, when you're selling a house, not many people say, the agent's talking to me too much. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
And we know, like, if it's a lawyer, we just back off a little bit. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
So if it's a lawyer and it's an executive sale and they're selling for someone that's passed, they don't need that much. They just need a simple email, right?
Yeah.
So it depends on the type of client. But if it's a little old lady, it's a cup of tea and a biscuit. You know, we just get it. You know, you just got to get that. And you almost have to have multiple personalities in real estate.
You do. You need to learn how to dance.
I've got tons
of
them. They're great. You should meet the other
me. You love them. Tell me, what is it like working with? Like, what is it? Fast pace?
Very fast pace. Yeah. It's good though. You never get bored or anything.
No,
it's
would you?
Keeps
no.
On your toes every day.
How many emails did I send you over the weekend?
Oh, 100. Get in on Monday morning.
At least 100.
At least 100 emails.
So as you think it. You send it off to the right person.
Well,
yeah?
You know, I met the lady on Saturday at a coffee shop. She provided me really good service. She's got to write the letter.
Right.
So we went into a restaurant on the weekend. Great service from somebody. I took a photo of the business card. I sent it to her. I just sent her the card. She knows she's got to write a really nice thank you letter to that person.
Wow. Okay.
So just little, you know, I think every person I met on the weekend is getting a letter on.
That's taking Rick. Yeah, that's taking Rick's cards, thank you cards to the next level, doesn't it?
Yeah. So we did one open in Melbourne on the weekend. I had to do the open because I listed it. I had to go to the first couple of opens, mm-hmm. and I think I met 6 or 7 families there. Really great people. Always shake hands with the people that open. Got the kids' names.
Yeah.
Got the footy side from the kid. Both those kids are getting little hats today with the football side. They're not even selling, and I don't care. They're good kids, you know.
Yeah.
So Amy's got a pile of that to do today before I start my next round of. People love.
Yeah.
And that's really what it is as a principle. And the thing is, you don't need to teach your sales guys this. You just do it and it'll just follow through. So we just got back from the States, as I told you, 9 weeks in the States. I would say we put 90 people on our database. How many packages did you send back to America?
It was expensive. That's what I
said. A lot. But, you know, one guy said to me after doing some music with Mason, who recorded some songs, he got a chocolate tower, like, you know, $60 worth of chocolates piled up. He said, I've been doing music for 15 years.
Nobody has ever sent
never
me anything.
Never anything from an artist.
Yeah.
You know, he said, next time I get a good song, I'm coming to you guys. Just, you know, he's just having a baby. He's in Los Angeles. And I sent him some baby clothes for his baby. He said, not even my family have sent me anything.
So this is a way of life for you. It's not just, you know, in real estate. It's not just, you know, the vendors and the purchases. It's just the way you do
things. I
could
be selling chickens. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
It's not about real estate. Real estate comes, and it comes naturally, and it comes uncontested for me now.
Yeah.
Because I've spoiled people.
Yeah.
And so I can go away for 8 or 9 weeks because it really doesn't matter because my customers generally wait for me, and if they don't, they don't.
Yeah.
You know, so
you've got such a big pipeline of people, and you don't take it personally if they don't list with you. You just go to the next person and go to the next person, and as long as you hold that integrity that you want to do the best for your clients, and you keep pushing forward.
You just got to accept that sometimes you're just not good enough, you know, and they just say you're not good enough. Okay.
On the day,
next. It's just like footy, like Carlton. I've been used to it, you know. But I lost a house while I was away, and the guy just would not wait for me. Right, it was a $5 or $6 million house that I've been in touch with. 30 years.
Hmm.
On to the next. just happens. Do you know what I mean? You just can't get
on. So you don't dwell on it?
No, not for one. Not I mean, for, the first no, not for more than that.
The first time I lost a listing, I went home for 3 days. But no, that's another story.
You just, you know, you want.
I'll send you home. You didn't go home.
I look at it. I think, what could I have done better?
Yeah.
I could have made 2 more phone calls prior to this happening.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm on to the next. If I had made those 2 calls, it might have just turned a different way. Yeah. And then next.
So you never move on. Next, yeah.
Yeah, because you just can't get them all.
It helps when you've got a good pipeline, though. Like, because he knows. I mean, it's like you said before, if you lose 3 in there, you know that you've listed enough.
One's coming.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, one's coming.
So, yeah. Awesome.
And it is that, I think people choose positive energy first. And that, the last thing I do when you go into a house is actually look at the house. Just sit down, have a cup of tea, find out what they do for a living. Yeah. How can I help you?
Yeah.
You know?
And I think that's where a lot of agents get it wrong in regards to, there's a lot of training out there about scripts and dialogues. So they go to that, they listen to it, and then they just think they're going to go in there and become robots. Yeah. And it's not that, you know. You go to training to pick up things, and then you go into the lounge room and you be yourself, because that's the best. Well, I just pitched on a house
where there was 3 or 4 agents in, and it was father's house, handed down to the next father and handed to the daughter.
Yeah.
And they were pitching on why they should sell, best time market. But I said, I actually think you should keep the house. Don't you want to keep the generation of houses? And she actually wants to keep it. She just couldn't afford to do it. And I've helped her with a banker to keep it. And she's rung me and said, look, I'm trying to keep it. If I don't keep it, I'm just going to give it to you.
Yeah.
And I haven't done a submission. I haven't done the report. I haven't even done fees.
Is this doing the right thing by people?
Well, I think she should keep the house.
Yeah.
I actually genuinely do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that is a mindset of the way you think when you see people.
That's right. Yeah. You're there to serve.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you happen to get a house out of it, so be it.
Yeah. Just going to refer you to other people anyway, because you've done the right thing without even you even thinking about it. It's going to come. It's going to come around.
Well, this is going to be a 2-part interview, because when the next interview we're going to come back next week and we're going to talk about business and how you run a business. At the moment, how big is your business?
Am I coming back next week?
Yeah, or are we just
Are we just going to pretend? 1 o'clock forward.
Just make sure you wear exactly the same clothes.
Okay. Hi, how are you? Nice to see you again.
Sensational.
Thank you so much,
guys.
Thank
you for joining us this edition.
No problem.
And thank you for joining us this week, and we look forward to continuing the conversation.
We'll see you next week.
Amy and Glenn next week.
In 2 seconds.
That's weird.